What time is it? It's time for the One Life Podcast. What time is it? It's time for the One Life Podcast. Let's go. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to One Life, everybody. Welcome to One Life, where we live in faith every day. And we talk about everything that pertains to life. It is your girl, CC Echoes. We are the show that is fun, transparent, and above all, we are Christ-centered. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, depending upon where you guys are listening to us from. Go ahead, take time right now, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and I want to hear from you on Spotify. Thank you guys so much for the texts, for the comments on Spotify. Thank you guys so much for all the love that y'all show me. I appreciate y'all. I really, really, really do. I give God praise for you. Want to let you guys know, well, first of all, last week we talked about, is your all on the altar? My God, Jesus, is your all on the altar? And I found out that I had some more stuff to put on. I found out I had way more stuff I needed to put on that altar. Amen and amen. So I give God praise for the word that he gave us on last week. And it's so important that we evaluate our heart, make sure our heart right, make sure we have the right heart posture. And just make sure that we're striving to be better than we was the day before. How about that? We'll make it simple. Just try to be a little bit better than what you was the day before. Amen and amen. Now, Fred Hammons, you know, I love me some Fred Hammons. I think I shared with you guys how I had the pleasure of meeting him. We took photos together. We was on a cruise ship. He's just the nicest man. He's very, very, very nice. That was my experience. Very, very nice man. And he's going to be touring, doing a Mother's Day tour with Shirley Caesar. You know, we love our Pastor Shirley. Pastor Shirley Caesar is going to be with him along with JJ Harrison. And they're going to be at the Gateway Center Arena in College Park on May the 11th at 6 p.m. So for those of you who love yourself some Fred Hammons like myself and Shirley Caesar like myself and JJ Harrison like myself, then you want to go ahead and try to get your tickets. You can go to Ticketmasters and get your tickets that are currently now on sale. Also, girls night out. Get your girls and hang out with Kiki Shears, hang out with Naomi Rain, Corinth Hart, as well as One Day. They're going to be in Evans, Georgia on June the 13th at 7 p.m. So guys, it's plenty to do. It's plenty to do. So let's go out and support our favorite artists. Let you know, the world support their artists. They support like you would not believe. And we are the body of Christ. Let's sow seeds and let's support these wonderful artists. Amen. Amen. Now, this is my third year with the podcast, and I just give God praise. I really do. Anytime, you know, he asks me to do something, I'd be shaking in my boots. But you best believe I'm coming on confident. You best believe that I'm coming on with the assurance of the Holy Ghost backing me up. And this is year three for us. And I remember when he first told me, glory to God, when he first told me to do a podcast, I knew very little about it. I didn't know anything, but God sent me a destiny helper and he actually, you know, showed me the ropes as far as what I need to do, right? And for some reason, God would not allow me to research other shows, right? And I'm like, well, Lord, I need to know how it works. I need to know, you know, what the sound is, you know, what I need to do. And every time I would try to research a podcast, I found myself getting so discouraged. I found myself shrinking back. My God. And he says, I don't want you to don't do that again. Because every time I would look at it, I start fearing, like, I don't know if I could do that. Right. When God tell us to do something, you have to listen to him, number one, but he wants his special footprint on it. He don't want you to be like anybody else. Amen. And that's how it is in life. So many times we compare ourselves with this person and compare ourselves with that person instead of being liberated in the way God chose, how he chose us to be. And we gotta kind of get rid of that formality of comparison. Now, I realize that many times we use it as a measuring stick. We use it, you know, sometimes it may be healthy, but when it consumes us, that's not healthy when we compare each other. And God made you, that's the post that I made last week. God made you to be uniquely you. And one thing that we as the body of Christ have to start doing is embracing our differences and accepting them and loving how God created you. Amen. This person is one way for a reason, because they have gifts to reach their audience, or to reach, you know, who God has laid and instructed for them to reach. That's not even in our calling. You got people that preach a certain way, that pray a certain way, that have businesses a certain way, because that's their footprint. But we have to learn, because it's insulting when we try to imitate or to be something that God has not created us to be. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Glory to God. Be you. Be okay to be you, and be the best you that you can be. And many times I realize that when there's a call on your life, the enemy comes with whispers. He whispers in our ears. And that's when we have to silence the noise. Glory to God. And we have to still be determined to be the person that God has uniquely designed us to be. Glory to God. Hallelujah and amen. That's in everything. That's in our careers. That's in ministry. That's when we pray. That's when we wake up in the morning. That's when we put on our clothes. Be uniquely you. And whether or not someone understands you, whether or not somebody like the way you do whatever, your makeup, your whatever it is, you love it. You rock it. You be who God created you to do, and you walk in humility, and you walk in the power of God. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I know that was for somebody. Now, when we come back, y'all, I can't wait to share with you guys what the Lord laid on my heart. Don't go nowhere. We're going to be right back. Back in a moment. Be you now. Be you.
Hey, have you read and studied your word today? If not, let's study together. Choose whatever episode you like, whether it's this one or whether it's a previous episode, and let that be your topic to study from for the entire week. You know, the word of God never gets old. It has good shelf life. So choose your favorite episode and study the word of God. And don't forget to do your homework assignment, okay? Life lesson number 30. Due season is always on time. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." I know many times all of us have heard that once or twice in our lives, and sometimes we still cannot imagine what's taking God so long to give us our due season. Well, be encouraged and know that God always keeps his word. God is always on time, and so is your season. Just continue to let God prepare you for that season. Due season is always on time. Life lesson number 30. And we are back. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17, and it reads, "Now faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Now faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how we thank you, how we honor you, how we trust you, how we depend on you. God, we just thank you for this moment. We thank you for this time of fellowship, God. Father, give the people what they need. Let it be done with understanding and with simplicity, Lord God. And Father, I say, have your way. Do with this word as you see fit, God, for you know those that will be listening, God. And Father, let everything done here, let it be done for your glory, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory to God. Today, we're going to be talking from the topic, Guard your ear gate. Guard your ear
gate. Romans 10:10 says that faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. What I realized is that life has so many different contrasts. You know, there's the opposite to everything. There's a God and then you have the devil. There's good and then you have evil. There's angels and then you have demons. Amen. But then also there's faith and then you have fear. And scripture says, now faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Well, fear comes by hearing and hearing the word of the devil. When God showed me that, I was like, Lord, have mercy. Because when we're going through life, somebody's always talking in your ear. Something is always in your ear, whether it's God or whether it's the devil. I used to watch a cartoon, and the cartoon, I can't even remember the name of the cartoon, but there was an angel on one side. There was a devil on the other side. And what we have to remember is whoever have the greater influence, then that's what you're going to be doing. If the angel got more influence over your life, and if the angel's word, the word of God is more heavier in your life than any other word, then that's what you're going to be doing no matter the consequences. Well, the same is true with the adversary. If the adversary whisper in your ear and have more influence in your life than the word of God, then that's what you're going to end up doing. It's always a war going on with the words. You understand what I'm saying? But whichever one's going to have the greater influences, that's the one that's going to be most impactful in your life. And that's the one you're going to take heed to, which is why it's important that we guard our ear gate. We guard what we hear. I don't care who's saying it. You better be guarding what you hear. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We just have to do that. I was I was at a graduation. I was at a graduation, and let's say the speaker was really thinking that they were encouraging the graduates. You know, he was saying things like, you know, you guys are graduating, so you're going to be deceived. People are going to be taking advantage of you. It's going to be a lot of opposition now that you're graduates, you know, now that you've become an adult. Well, let's say that that is true, because that's what was spoken, right? So now you have these 18-year-olds. And I get it. You know, don't get me wrong. I get it. You know, you're just trying to prepare, your young people for life. I understand. I get it. However, the things that was spoken was they're going to be deceived. Y'all going to be, you know, y'all, they're going to try to deceive y'all. They're going to try to da 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 da. That promote fear. Even though we're thinking we're preparing you, that can be such a fearful conversation. You understand what I'm saying? So now that that has been spoken, that's not all the way inaccurate, but we need to complete the sentence. Even though these things may come about, you still got authority. Even though these things may, you might be tried by these things, you're still more than a conqueror. We just don't need to leave negative words that people are speaking into our lives hanging in the air. My God, Jesus, we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. You need to make sure that when people are speaking, especially in this season, because I'm listening. I ain't never listened before like I'm listening now. I'm listening to everything, whether it's jokingly, whether it's serious, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You better be listening to what people are saying and speaking over your lives. This is just the times that we're living in. because people don't know. But I'm not finna let someone else's ignorance speak doom in my life because they just don't know no better. No, I know. And we take authority over that. No, I don't receive that. You know what I'm saying? And what has been happening is that we have so many good people out of our ignorance because we don't know. And we release things from our mouths and people nod and they come in agreement with it. Well, my mama said that, you know, that they was going to try to deceive me. So yeah, I need to be on the lookout because I know they're going to be trying to deceive me. Okay, that's one way you can handle it. Or the second way you can handle it is that, you know, if people are going to be trying to deceive me, I'm going to be vigilant and I'm going to be alert. And Holy Spirit, I ask, Lord God, that Lord God, if somebody try to deceive me, that there be a quickening in my soul, in my spirit. You got to counteract that stuff. You got to counteract that stuff. My God, we have to counteract that stuff. We have to counteract the negative words that people spew out over us with a smile because they don't. Girl, you know I'm just playing. I don't know nothing. And we got to guard our ear gate. We got to guard what goes into our soul, what goes into our hearts, because you're wondering why you're walking in stagnation. You're wondering why you're defeated. You're wondering why you ain't got no money. It's because somewhere along the line, we received the wrong information. We received the report of the devil and we came in agreement with it. Now, the word of God says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We know that weapons may be formed, but scripture tells me it's not going to prosper. It may make me inconvenienced. That weapon may make it inconvenience us. Amen. Amen. But it ain't going to prosper. Glory to God. It ain't going to gain ground in my life if I don't let it. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to open up our mouths and declare a thing. We have to open up our mouth and contradict what the enemy is saying to us and hold fast to what God has said to us. Because the enemy know how to paint a pretty picture. He know how to paint a pretty picture. Well, yes, it is. It is the way you see it. Because he deal in sight. He deal in our emotions. Yes, it is. But the spiritual realm says, oh no. The spiritual realm says, oh no, my child shall be successful. My child shall be mature in the things of the spirit realm. My child will not be naive. My child will watch strong with confidence. We got to speak a thing over our children. We have to speak the right things over our children. We do. We can't just willy-nilly be saying stuff, y'all. We can't. And I was sitting here thinking, I said, Lord, I want it to be that when I pray, I see immediate results. And God told me that means your pipes got to be pure. He said, the inside of you, you know how sometimes I have had a clog where in my garage, my washing machine was clogged. Washing machine was just clogged. I mean, water was just backed up all on the floor everywhere. And I said, golly, Jesus, that's because I had a clogged pipe. That's because it was something inside that pipe that needed to come out. Glory to God. Well, what God was telling me was, Cece, make sure your pipes are not clogged with foolishness. Make sure your pipes are not clogged with junk. Make sure your pipes are not clogged with envy. Make sure your pipes are not clogged with jealousy. Make sure your pipes are not clogged with anger and malice and backbiting and all these other things that could clog up your pipes. Glory to God. So that when the Holy Spirit give me a word and I can share it with somebody, I see immediate results because my pipes ain't clogged. Jesus. We got to unclog our pipes because it's cluttered with so much stuff, with so much unforgiveness, with so much malice. ain't never seen so many Christians that's just filled with bitterness and malice and hatred. And we Christians. He says, Cece, if you want them kind of results, you got to make sure your pipes ain't clogged with foolishness. I said, yes, sir. I said, yes, sir. That means you got to be even more humble. That means you got to continue to be at the threshing floor. That means you got to continue to have your face to the floor. That means you got to walk in humility, walk in forgiveness. You got to do some work. The anointing ain't free. The anointing ain't free. It cost. It was a cost for my salvation when Jesus went on the cross. It was a cost. It costs to be anointed. You pay by doing right by others. You pay in prayer. You pay by fasting. It's a cost. It's a cost. And it's expensive because you have to die to your flesh. The anointing is expensive because you have to die to your flesh. Glory to God. And I'm learning that. Watch what you allow to go into your ears. Watch what you allow to go into your ears. Glory to God. And you could politely say, oh no, I don't receive that, with a smile. Because you're watching. You're watching. Your soil need to be so fertile. I want my soil so fertile that when I speak a thing, it start producing fruit immediately. That means your soil got to be rich. It got to be rich with nutrients of the word of God. It can't have all those weeds of ignorance and weeds of your selfishness and weeds of flesh coming up out of it. It got to have rich soil. Rich soil. Glory to God, so that it can produce the desired results. Watch what go into your ear. Because what goes in our ears goes in our hearts. What goes in our hearts comes out of our mouths. It's the truth anyway. It's the truth anyway. Now, faith cometh by hearing. So, and by hearing the word of God. So we got to make sure we ain't having faith in our fears. Just like at the graduation, you know, y'all going to be this, y'all, and you start gripping onto that. You start putting faith in the fear of the report that you just got. Faith in your fears instead of faith in your Father. My God, Jesus. Stop putting faith in your fears and start putting faith in your Father. I listen now. I listen. I'm quiet when this stuff serious going on. I'm quiet because I'm listening. I'm listening. Because the spirit realm is very real and the enemy don't care who he uses. We got to start paying attention and listening and plucking up some stuff in our lives that shouldn't be there. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure your pipe's clean. Glory to God. Make sure we're careful about what we're listening to. We're careful about what we're allowing to go into our ear gate, even if it's jokingly. We got to make sure our pipes are clean. We got to make sure that we're lifting and edifying people up and not tearing them down just because they can't hear us talk about them. No, because we still done released some stuff in the atmosphere. We need to be mindful of that stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure your pipes are clean so that we can get a prayer through. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Guard what you hear. And if something is lingering, then you cancel it. You cancel the assignment of the enemy by speaking the word of God. By speaking the word of God. Even if somebody say something jokingly, you say, oh no, I don't receive. I say that all the time. Oh no, ma'am. I don't receive that. I had a conversation with my mom. She was juggling. So I said, no, ma'am. I don't receive that one. You ain't got to be, you know, you ain't got to be, you know, because everybody in different spaces or whatever, but you still better reclaim your life and say, oh no, ma'am. Because they don't mean no harm. The enemy normally don't. He operates in our ignorance. He operates in our ignorance, and something so subtle where you think it's not the enemy, then you're wondering why you feel a certain way. It's because someone has spoken some stuff in your life and now you just can't get away from it. No, you reclaim that stuff and you say what the word of God says. You say the opposite of how you feeling. You say the opposite of what you see. And then it'll manifest because we're getting our pipes clean, because there's some clog. There's some stuff that's clogging. And we got to unclog them doggone pipes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help us. Help us, oh God. We bless your name. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you your homework assignment. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the One Life Podcast Show with CC Eccles, the show where Jesus Christ is Lord and is always welcomed. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. And we are back. Today, we've been talking from the topic, guard your ear gate. And it's important. It's important to be very, very careful about what you allow to go into your ear gate, because if it goes through your ears, it's going to go into your spirit. Amen and amen. And we're trying to develop, you know, more godly thoughts. We're trying to make sure that the things that we speak is lining up with the word of God, because many times what we don't realize is that when we're not paying attention to what goes in our ears, we're not paying attention to what come out of our mouths. Amen. So when it's time to pray, there's no faith really behind it, because we don't respect the power of the things that we say. So when we start being more disciplined in our speech, then we'll start saying, I can't say that because there are consequences when I say this. You understand what I'm saying? And it's the same is true when I say this to in the spirit realm where the enemy is concerned, he going to be reaping some consequences for coming after me. Glory to God, because I respect the power of words and I have faith in the things that I'm speaking, because I've learned to obey the scriptures. Amen. Now, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, oh my God, it's the best decision I ever could have made in life. And if you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then repeat after me. Father, forgive me of all of my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God, that you went on the cross at Calvary, that you died on the cross, but on the third day, you got up with all power in your hand. Lord, come into my heart. Be rule, king, and Lord over my life. Teach me how to watch and be mindful of what I hear. God, I receive you into my heart. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Now, if you've repeated that prayer, then you are saved. You're saved. It's just that simple. Now, that's step one. Step two is to go to a Bible teaching church so that you can use your gifts,
so that you can grow, so that you can touch lives. Amen. So that when Jesus come back, we want him to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Now enter into the joy of the Lord. That's what we want to hear. Amen. So go to a Bible teaching church. It's okay. We grow in grace. Glory to God. We grow. Everybody's at different places in their lives. And this is your first step. And congratulations. If you've repeated that prayer, congratulations. Welcome to the body of Christ. Glory to God, because that's what it's about. It's not about the church membership. It's about being a part of the body of Christ. Now, once you're part of the body of Christ, you do want to go to a church that's going to hold you accountable. You do want to go to a church, you know what I'm saying, that's speaking life. You do want to go to a church where you can grow. Amen. Amen. So if you've accepted Jesus Christ and you've repeated that prayer, I'd love to hear from you. Send your email and your experience to the CC Eccles, ECHOLS, the CC Eccles group at gmail.com. Now, when we come back, I got your homework. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back. And we are back. You know, today we've been talking about guard your ear gate. My God, Jesus, that's what we got to do. We got to pay attention to what we are allowing to go into our ears, our soul, and our spirit. Now, your homework assignment is going to be kind of easy, but yet hard. I want you to listen. I want you to just listen more than you talk. My mama say, baby, you can learn more from listening than talking. I want you the whole month to just listen, 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 listen. And your other part of your homework is going to be, if something is being spoken out on your life that you say, Lord, no, and you find the scripture, because remember, we do our homework, amen. You find the scripture to support what the word of God says about you. Don't be so easily to come into agreement with stuff that's not lined up with the word of God, amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Now, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget to send your comments about the show on Spotify. And I love you to life. And until next time, y'all. Ciao. For more information about the One Life podcast or for ministry information, please visit www.theccecklesgroup.com.